Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Masjid Darul Salam, Toronto, Canada. Friday before 2nd Jumma, 16th of Ramadan, 27th of August, 2010. The basic beliefs those a Muslim have to have in their heart. The bayan is presented by Hazrat Maulana Rafiq Sufi Shahib Damat Barakatuhu.
Alhamdulillah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الكيس من دان نفسه وعمل لما بعد الموت والعاجز من اتبع نفسه هواها وتمنى على الله وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام نعمتان مغمون فيهما كثير من الناس الصحة والفراغ أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم ربنا زدنا علما يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا اللهم اجعلنا ممن يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم
Respected and honorable ulama'i kiram, mashayikh azam, honorable qurra, respected huffaz, leaders, elders of our community, colleagues, friends, young children in Islam, honorable mothers and sisters, I would like to greet you with the greetings of Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah gives me great honor and privilege today to be for the Jummah Salah at Dar es Salaam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this visit of mine a means of elevation of my iman. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. And may He also make this visit of mine a means of encouragement and inspiration for others. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Respected brothers and sisters, this holy month is nearly coming to its middle. We've nearly completed 15 of our fasts. It's going so fast that we won't even realize that tomorrow we'll be praying our Salatul Eid. Time is of essence. Time is of importance. And because time is so important, Allah Rabbi Kareem actually takes an oath in the Quran on time. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Wal asr, I swear by the token of time. Innal insana lafi khusr. Indeed, mankind is in total loss. Is in total vain. It's at a total loss. Except who? Allah puts some exceptions. Illa alladhina amanu wa amilu salihat. Except those that believe in Allah, that have iman, inshallah. Illa alladhina amanu. And iman consists of everything. Amantu billah wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi wal yawmil akhir wal qadri khayrihi wa sharrihi min Allah ta'ala wal ba'th ba'd al maut. Iman mufassal or iman mujmal. Amantu billahi kama huwa bi asma'ihi wa sifatihi wa qabiltu jami'a ahkamihi. I believe in Allah with all his qualities. Amantu billahi kama huwa, as he is, with all his qualities, with all his attributes, with all his names, and I accept, and I accept, and I accept all of his ahkam. This is iman. Mufassal. Amantu billah wa malaikati. I believe in Allah. We believe in the oneness of Allah. We believe la ilaha illallah. There is no deity but Allah. There is no razik but Allah. There is no ma'bud but Allah. There is no masjood but Allah. There is no razik but, I can't hear you. There is no razik but Allah. There is no fatih but Allah. There is no dhul jalal but Allah. There is no dhul ikram but Allah. There is nobody who is Ali, who is Azim, who is Shakur, who is Ghafur, who is Rahman, who is Rahim, who is Malik Yawmiddin, except Allah. There is none that we worship but Allah. And there is none that me and you can ask assistance from except Allah. Amantu billah wa malaikati. And I believe in the angels, in Jibreel, Mikael, Israfil, Israel, in the malaika which Allah has created in the millions, subhanallah. In the millions, Allah has created them for one purpose only. And the reason why Allah has created his angels is that they worship Allah. Some angels are in qiyam and they will stay in qiyam until the last day. Some angels are in ruku and they will stay in ruku until the last day. Some angels are in qawma and they will stay in qawma until the last day. Some angels are in sujood and they will stay in sujood until the last day. Some angels have been destined to make sure that our daily bread comes to us, rain comes on us, and they have been given the responsibilities of the arrangements of the dunya wa ma fiha. And some angels have been given the honor of doing the tawaf of Baytul Ma'mur, the house of Allah on the seventh sky. Baytul Ma'mur, Allahu Akbar. Allah has created so many angels, Abdullah, Abdurrahman, Fatima, Zainab. It is mentioned that in Baytul Ma'mur, at least 70,000 angels do tawaf of Baytul Ma'mur every single day. And then that angel never gets an opportunity again, subhanAllah. That's how much Allah has created angels, and we believe in them. We believe in angels. If we deny the existence of angels, we will not remain in the fold of Islam. We believe as a believer in Allah, and we believe in the angels of Allah, and we believe in the books Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent. We believe in the Bible, the Injil, which was sent to Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. We believe in the Torah that was sent to Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. We believe in the Zabur, the Psalms that was sent to Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam. We believe in the suhuf that were given to Ibrahim alayhi salam and all the other anbiya alayhi musallatu wa taslim. We believe in the kutub of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What we don't believe is what they have changed here. Allah says in the Quran, الَّذِي يُحَرِّفُونَ الْكَلِمِ عَمْ مَوَاضِعِهِ. Those that have changed the scriptures, that have changed the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We believe in the Bible that was revealed, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. We don't believe in the new editions every year, no. We don't believe in the new edition every year. We believe in the actual scripture that was sent to Hazrat Isa ala nabiyyina alayhi salatu wa taslim. We believe in the scriptures that was sent to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa taslim. So we believe amantu billah wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi. We believe in all the prophets. We believe in all the prophets. From Hazrat Adam until Muhammad Arabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. More or less 124,000 anbiya alayhi musallatu wa taslim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent. Amantu billah wa malaikati wa kutubi wa rusuli wal yawmil akhir wal qadri khayri. Abdullah Abdul Rahman. We have to believe in fate. Destiny comes from Allah. Everything good comes from Allah. Everything bad that happens to us comes from Allah. Allah knows what's best for me. Allah knows what's best for you. Allah knows what's best for His creation. Because Allah is the one who is our manufacturer. Allah is the one that created me and you. Subhanallah. Say la ilaha illallah. Subhanallah. Allah knows. وَالْقَدْرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. We believe in fate. Sometimes, na'udhu billah, people start to question fate. And they start to dispute fate. And they start to argue on destiny. Na'udhu billahi min dhalik. Our Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, do not discuss a lot in regards to fate and qadr. Because what is fixed is fixed. But sometimes somebody might have a misconception of qadr. Says, oh, it was destined for me to do zina. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. It was destined for me to do this sin. Shaykh, you said qadr, fate. It was my destiny that I am going to kill somebody. It was my destiny that I'm going to commit this sin and I'm going to commit this crime. No Abdullah, no Abdul Rahman, no Fatima, no Zainab. That is not the definition of qadr. Qadr, let me explain to you in a layman's language. If I give you a knife, if I give you a knife and I say, this is a knife, I want you to keep it. It's a very valuable knife. It's a very expensive knife. But you treasure it, you keep it, and you utilize that knife whenever you think it's best appropriate to use it. Now what Abdullah does, Jazakallah Shaykh, you give me this knife. Okay, I'll use it to cut an apple. I'll use it for other things which I need to use it for. But then Abdullah says one day, this knife is very important. Shaykh has given it to me, mashallah. I'm going to put barakah in that knife. I'm going to kill somebody. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. I'm going to kill somebody. Barakah knife. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Haram alaik. Salam. This knife has to be used. You have a choice. And the choice is there. Wa hadaynahu najdain. Allah says in the Holy Quran, we have guided you. We have given you both paths. Sabilul ghay. Sabilul rushd. The path of taqwa, the path of piety, the path of righteousness, the path of guidance. And then there's a path of ghay, the path of going away from the path of Allah, the path which is a disobedience of Allah, which is a rebellious of Allah, against the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are both in front of us. The knife, you had a choice. You can use it for something good. You can use it for something bad. If you use it for good, you will be rewarded. If you use it for bad, you'll have to face the consequences. Life has been given to me and you. Life has been given to me and you by Allah. We have a choice. And the choice is that we can do good or we can do bad. If we do good, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ. Whosoever will do an iota of good, Allah will reward him for that in the day after, inshallah. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. And if you do an iota of bad, Allah will take you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you face the consequences on the day of judgment. Allah save us and protect us. Ameen ya Rabbul Alameen. So Abdullah Abdul Rahman, Qadr is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We cannot conscrew this. We cannot make our own interpretations of Qadr. Qadr comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we have a choice. And the choice is given to us. And that is what we will be questionable on the day of judgment. We can't say, it was destined for me to do this sin, so I sinned. It doesn't come into the equation. What comes into the equation is something that happens from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A calamity befalls you, comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A test comes comes on you. It comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah grants you luxuries from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is your qadr now. Allah wants to test you on your qadr, on your fate, on your destiny. How are you best utilizing what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you? And last but not least, آمنت بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر والقدر واليوم الآخر. We believe on the last day. We believe on the last day. Many a people reject لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. They deny the last day. They deny that they are going to stand up in the court of Allah and be answerable for what they did. Allah says, وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ. This is the quality of a muttaqi. هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ أَلِفْ لَامْ مِيمْ ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابِ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنْزِلَ إِلَيْكَ وَمَا أُنْزِلَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ وَبِالْآخِرَةِ آخرتهم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. وبالآخرة, we have to believe on the last day. والبعث بعد الموت, resurrection after death. We're gonna get up again. الله أكبر. Allah mentions regarding resurrection in Surah Al-Qiyamah. Time doesn't allow us. Some other day, inshallah, we'll mention. Such an important surah of the Holy Quran, Surah Al-Qiyamah. When we read Surah Al-Qiyamah, yeah, we should straight away contemplate on our a'mal. What are we doing? We're gonna face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's gonna be a day when we are gonna come and then we're gonna be running away, maybe happily, or try to hide. Because what we get on that day is gonna be disgraceful. Allah protect us, Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. Allah grant us Jannah without reckoning, Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. Say Ameen. Because wallahi, I can only speak for myself. You must be better. You all know yourselves better than I do. But I don't think I've got a'mal that I can say in the court of Allah, Allah Ta'ala, do adl, do insaf. You know, weigh my a'mal saliha. I think Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, if He gives Jannah to me without reckoning, I ask for Allah's fadl, inshallah. And that's what we should all ask for. We should ask for Allah's grace. Because we all know of our own situations. We all know of our own situations, how we are. Anyway, coming back to the point, وَالْبَعْثُ بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ. We're all gonna be resurrected. مِنْهَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ. Allah says, from this earth, we created you. We created you from kun, from the word kun. We said, Adam be, and it was created. كَمَثَلِ آدَمْ خَلَقَهُ مِنْ تَرَابٍ ثُمَّ قَالَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُنْ. Mankind was created. Adam was created by the word kun. مِنْهَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ وَفِيهَا نُعِيدُكُمْ. And we are gonna be returning back to the earth, back to the ground where me and you came from. مِنْهَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ وَفِيهَا نُعِيدُكُمْ وَمِنْهَا نُخْرِجُكُمْ تَارَةً أُخْرَى. And from this very earth, on the day of Qiyamah, when Israfil alayhi salam will blow the horn, he will blow the trumpet, on that day, we will all resurrect from wherever we have been buried, whether it's on land, whether it's on sea, whether it's anywhere else, we will be resurrected, and we will go into the Maidani Hashar. May Allah help us and assist us on that day. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. I just wanted to mention this Quranic verse. I mentioned the mere translation. Four qualities Allah mentions: accept those that believe and do righteous deeds, encourage each other for doing haqq and speaking and joining good, and encouraging each other to bear patience. If Allah gives tawfiq, inshallah, I will try and elaborate me on this after the session, after asr, inshallah. Wa ma alayna illa al-balagh. Wa sallallahu ala al-nabi al-kareem. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Wa sallallahu ala al-nabi al-kareem.